We're coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. I also have the A-team producing the show tonight. JG, Jimmy G, James Graceffo, Ben Horowitz, two of the best in the business back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. Chris Lopresti is doing updates. He'll have another one here in 23 minutes. He just told Horowitz and Graceffo, how is this huge guy not at the Fan in New York City? How is this huge guy not there? And I said, you know what? I love New York City, but I'm happy doing a statewide show in Michigan. And later today at 11:30, when the wind's blowing at 40 miles an hour and the temperature drops at 35 with 3 inches of snow expected, I'll be there for my son's U-12 club soccer game. That should be enjoyable. Wonderful. And I'm not going to be able to watch the Masters live, so I'm going to have to DVR it. And you know how that works when you do it. Somebody's going to say, hey, can you believe Tiger collapsed? Or, wow, Tiger won. So you have to figure, if he's teeing off at 9:20, and they moved it up because I guess some heavy weather in the south will be hitting Augusta National in northern Georgia in the afternoon, so they want to get things done by 2-ish. I will be able to get home from the soccer match by 1-ish, but I've Masters is the only golf tournament where I spent every single minute today of TV coverage watching. I watched the replays Thursday and Friday night when ESPN, and I tried to stay away from my iPad, and I knew through doing the statewide show some of it, but man. It is must-see TV, and then Tiger, even without Tiger, it's still must-see TV. And a question I want to get into this hour, are you rooting for Tiger to win or lose? That's the first one. The second question is Tiger still the man when it comes to must-see TV when he's playing in sports in America? If you had to list three men or women who are must-see TV in sports today, not in your lifetime, I'm talking at this hour, in your life, who would that be? I don't think LeBron James is. I think Steph Curry, or even what Westbrook has been doing this year with the Blazers, or I mean, with they're going to play the Blazers, but with the Thunder, I think he's been more must-see TV. You know, LeBron was... You know, Eastern Conference Finals, NBA Finals, must-see TV. Michael was, you watch a regular season game with the Bulls and the Knicks. I don't think LeBron, maybe for a while with the big three, with D-Wade and Bosch in Miami, and naturally in the postseason. But, all right, so if we went through sports, obviously Tiger's still the must-see TV guy in golf. In the NHL, and this goes beyond local fan bases, I'm talking America or Canada, North America, would want to watch this guy play in the NHL. Is it Ovechkin? Connor McDavid was brought up. I'll agree with that. All right, Major League Baseball, Trout. I could watch him swing all day. I still like, you know, Judge homered earlier today in New York. Aaron Judge, I could watch him swing four times and see if he can hit it 550 feet. NFL. We said Mahomes, Brady's still must-see TV. He is. But he's not, you know, his resume is as big as Michael, but he's not on that, he's not on that pedestal like Michael was, like Tiger is right now. I don't think Brady, I get the TV numbers with Brady and Mahomes in the AFC Championship game. I don't know, the NFL, is there that guy? You know, Mahomes, I think any football fan would watch Mahomes. And I think you watch Brady kind of like maybe some of you watch Tiger, or you watch the Yankees, or you watch the Cowboys, depending on what team you root for. And you watch them because you hope they lose. Golden State has got to that point, I think, where it was innocent and beautiful, like I said last hour, when it was Clay, Draymond, Steph, and a cast of characters around them. But the minute they went like big five, you're like, okay, all right, so it's going to be Bucks and Golden State in the NBA Finals. You guys are trying to buy it. So it lost its dynasty innocence. You know, NASCAR, is there that driver? I mean, that sport's in trouble. Is there the must-see driver in NASCAR? I don't think there is. Man, you know, NFL, it's interesting that beyond Mahomes, must-see, you know, Baker Mayfield, he's going down that path. Browns need some veteran leadership. They will win a Super Bowl with Baker Mayfield. I said that when he was drafted. For those of you listening on 92.3 FM, I'm not just on the bandwagon. And I said it, if you were listening to the show last summer, watching HBO Hard Knocks, I said the dude needs to be the starter. And now you look at what they're what I worry is I don't want, and they have leadership in Baker, but it's going to be a second year. It's like looking at Philly in the NBA. Look at all that talent they've amassed, but they have no leadership. They have no veteran experience to get them through, hey, the Nets are shooting lights out right now. You know, the Browns, you know, with Odell, with Baker, Chubb, I mean, the talent that they're, when you look at it, do they have the veteran presence? They have a new coach. That might be a two-year process for them to win a playoff game, maybe get to the playoffs this year. And that second, third year with Baker is when they win it all. They will be Super Bowl champions with Baker Mayfield. You can write that down. I'm never wrong on predictions. Unless you remember when I said Texas Tech by double digits over Virginia. Let's go to Kendra in Portland, Oregon. Thanks for listening, and you're on the Saturday Night Heeled Show.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Couple things. Definitely rooting for Tiger tomorrow. Just a huge Tiger fan. I was 9 when he won his first green jacket in 97. I just, as far as must-see TV, I was thinking about different athletes before I came on. I just don't know that there's another athlete like Tiger that transcends the sport like he does. You know, I have people that aren't golf people, you know, coming up to me and who know that I'm, you know, an avid golfer, and they're talking to me about Tiger. And it's like, I don't know that there's many athletes right now that, you know, people who don't watch that sport are actively seeking out, you know, going to watch these other athletes. And, you know, maybe Serena Williams might be, a must-see TV, Roger Federer at one point. But I think, you know, Tiger's, you know, kind of in a league of his own, and just seeing, you know, what he's doing, you know, what he's been through over the last decade, and, you know, at age 43, you know, within reaching distance of, you know, another green jacket, you know, he doesn't need to win tomorrow to announce his comeback. He's, you know, what he's doing now is, you know, it's unbelievable. So it would just be awesome to see him seal the deal tomorrow and, you know, solidify this truly incredible comeback.
Kendra, thank you for the wonderful, huge opinion from Portland, Oregon. And you sound like a golfer, and hopefully you've played Bandon Dunes. I want to get out there. Mike Knuble, good friend who played in the NHL, said he went out there last summer, and it was one of the great golf experiences of his life. Thank you, Kendra, in Portland. Yeah, that's on my bucket list. I'm going to need to know somebody to play Augusta. It's not going to happen. I did think about writing Augusta a letter, seeing if I could become a member, until they asked for my bank records. I just want the rejection letter I had to put in my office. That's all I want. I want the rejection letter from Augusta National. I really do. Travis in Louisville, Kentucky. You're on the Saturday Night Heeled Show.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. A couple things. I think Tiger comes up just short tomorrow. I'd love to see him, you know, win it. I think it'd be great for golf. And in terms of must-see TV, you know, those athletes you're talking about, I'd love to get your opinion on this in terms of who could be next up. You know, I think of a guy like Jason Tatum out in Boston. I mean, after, you know, that playoff game last year, he dunks on LeBron, screams in his face, chest bumps him. And I think specifically coming into this year, earlier in the year, Gordon Hayward struggling, coming back from injury. He airballs a three. And on transition, Tatum gets a steal. He's got a clear lane, easy dunk. Knows Gordon Hayward's confidence is suffering, kicks it out to an open three. Hayward hits it. That kind of leadership, I think he has a chance to do something special. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. Because I think that he's got that mold. He's got that look. He's got that athletic ability where he could be, you know, must-see TV. It certainly is not there, and the Celtics need to get it together. But I think he's got what it takes, or could have what it takes. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, thank you, Travis. Great, huge opinion there in Louisville, Kentucky. Yeah, he was so hot last year during the playoffs. Let's see what they do this year, what he does. I like it. He's in one of the Gatorade commercials. He does a good job in that commercial. You know, he has some star power, but, man, you gotta keep it lit and keep it going. Chris in South Carolina, thanks for the wait, and you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, how you doing? Appreciate you taking my call. I would like to talk about greatest sports person right now. It's got to be Tiger. He got me interested in golf, and I've been following him good and bad. But also, I want to hopefully the Celtics take it all the way this year, and then hopefully maybe we can get Kyrie out of there and get someone who wants to play in Boston. I appreciate you for taking my call.
Yeah, it will be interesting. You know, Boston in their offseason, and, you know, do they get Davis? You know, where this offseason is going with Leonard, with Davis, Durant. You know, you hear Kyrie, Durant, with possibly Zion with the Knicks. Now, LeBron, no one's talking about the Lakers. Well, if he gets Lou in as head coach, what are they going to do? Now, you know, if they got Klay Thompson, that would be interesting to have a kickout guy who just spots up. But you're Klay Thompson, and do you take that chance with the Lakers not knowing where the franchise is going? And look at the documented soap opera this year for everyone to see, read about, and know. And when Magic Johnson says, I'm leaving because it's not fun. You can't have fun when you've signed the biggest name in the NBA in LeBron James. If you want to join us live, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We are back live across North America, something we do each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. Graceffo and Horowitz are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Hey, it's Sunday, April 14th on the East Coast. That means Game of Thrones final season begins later tonight. Graceffo, Horowitz, you guys watch it?
I do not, Bill.
Yeah, not once.
Not once?
No.
I've debated, because I'm not into like this sci-fi fantasy world crap, but...
Oh, there's a dragon in your show? Get it away.
Hold on. Welcome back to the Huge Show on Saturday nights. It's time for HBO Review with Horowitz.
Yeah, not into that. I've never seen Star Wars. I want no part of it. Although I'll tell you this. Everyone's talking about it. I almost have like FOMO, fear of missing out. So I'm debating if while this final season is airing, if I should just binge watch it and catch up just so I can feel a part of society.
I did it a year ago. I felt the same way you did. I said, you know what, dragons, yeah, fire breathe this, okay? And a year ago this winter, you know, we were hit with some bad weather. Week I didn't have the kids. You know, I have the kids every other week. And I said, I'm going to try it. And it was on, like, HBO On Demand. And, dude, I binge watched every season for about a month, and It's well written. It's well done. And you understand that it's not fantasy and there's a plot and there's a, it's almost like a chess game and you don't know where it's going. And next to Sopranos, I think it's, and I love Billions on Showtime.
Oh, Billions is tremendous.
Oh, gosh. I mean, Billions is just, and Band of Brothers, Pacific. You know, when I look at HBO, they've cranked out a lot of great series. And Billions is on Showtime. But I will say this, Game of Thrones, you know, that medieval, that it's not, there's so much more to it that if you don't binge watch it and then follow up on the final season, I think you are missing out on some of the best television ever. What's interesting with my statewide show in Michigan, on Friday, I did a Twitter poll for what they're worth and Facebook poll, and the audience was 60-40, I don't watch it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like, you know, it was 60-40, I don't watch it.
Well,
so
how,
I kind of thought, like, am I, you know, the sports fan doesn't, are sports fans Star Wars and Star Trek fans and that fantasy stuff? I don't know if they are. Right?
I think part of that's the issue. I'm also curious how many people don't watch because they don't have an HBO subscription.
Or because you're so far behind.
That okay. too.
Now you'd have to, what is it, seven seasons, five, whatever it is. It was a lot, you know, I mean, and then I'd start watching it like, you know, Breaking Bad or Making a Murderer or anything on Netflix or Ozarks, which I love, season one and season two. But with Game of Thrones, I started, you know, and I slept like, you know, dog meat for a week because I'd stay up watching six episodes till 4 a.m. because I have to see like a season end. Because that's usually when you get the cliffhanger and then you want to see the first episode the following season. Well done. Nothing beats Sopranos. Top of the list. Not even close on the binge watch shows. And I watch Sopranos live. Billions I watch live. I like the other one. Is it it's either the Chi or Shy about Chicago. That's a pretty good series on right now on Showtime, too. So it's well done TV. Watch Game of Thrones. You should. But I don't think New Yorkers, and this is what I'll say about New York, because you cats are different in a good way, and it's not a negative. It's kind of like, you know, you'll get into college basketball during the tournament or St. John's is doing well, or once in a while Hofstra might show up on the map. But I think that fantasy, dragon, medieval stuff, it's not going to fly with New Yorkers. That's just my opinion. Like Graceffo, you know. No way. There's no way a baby dragon's flying. I'm out.
Yeah, Bill, you pretty much summed it up right there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sure, she's going to ride a dragon. You know what? I can't even get an Uber to work.
That totally sounds like me, too. I have nothing to add.
Sure, she can ride a dragon around, and I'm flying coach like I'm herding cattle out at LaGuardia.
You know how hard it is to get an Uber pool in the city? You have any idea?
What's Uber pool? What's that?
It's like when you share it with more than one person.
Oh, yeah, that sounds safe.
It totally is. Do it all the time. It's cheap, too.
Hey, it's the worst thing God ever created, by the way.
The Uber pool. Yeah, we're going to go down this side road here in the Bronx, right by this warehouse by the water.
Where do you think I live?
I don't know. I think you, I picture you kind of like taking the train in, and you park your car and you take the train in. Is that what you do?
Car.
No, I live in the city. What do you, car? What are you talking about?
You don't have
about?
A car?
No.
No. I don't even know how to drive.
See, that's why you guys don't watch Game of Thrones. You got to have a car to watch a game.
Oh, that's why. Yeah. You need a car to enjoy
You
it.
Live in the city?
Yes.
How do you afford that?
Luck and not well.
Rent control?
No, I wish.
I'm not implying you're poor. Don't get me wrong.
No, you don't have to imply, Bill.
If you
it's
saw
fine.
Him, it'd be very easy to imply.
I'm here with you on a Saturday night, yeah, on a Sunday morning at 1:30.
Yeah,
you know, you don't have to imply anything.
Right. I just want to make, you know, with me is poor James Graceffo, who lives as a hobo, and he takes an Uber pool to work. Okay.
The sweatshirt I'm wearing was free, so just so you know.
You live in the city, though, man.
Yeah, it's great. Lived in the city my whole life, never leaving.
Yeah.
They're gonna have to drag me out.
Game of Thrones. But here's what I'm going to do, though. Because I'm so used to binge watching, I'm going to wait and let all the episodes go and then watch it all at the end. That's what I'm going to do. And I love it. It's great TV. I recommend it for anybody. You guys should watch it. You should. Really. Horowitz, I think, you know, James has the patience of, I'll say, 1 to 3 seconds. So I think you should watch it. I believe you would get it, understand it, appreciate it. James would say, this is garbage, and why do people pay for it?
I think you hit the nail on the head.
Again, you nailed it.
I'll give it a try.
I've been around James long enough. To the callers online, please stick around. We'll get to your huge opinions. One final segment together. You want to join in? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. I just had Steve Dion say Zion was must-see TV this year. How did I miss that? That's a good point. Zion was must-see TV. No matter what you thought of Duke, no matter where you lived, Zion Williamson was must-see TV this year. Great point. Thank you, Steve. To all the callers online, we'll get to your huge opinions next.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Bill Huge Simonson.
Graceffo and Horowitz are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. LaPresti with an update here in about 22 minutes, and Zach Gelb will take over on Tiger Red Sunday with Molinari, Tony Finau. That's a good threesome. They've bumped up the starting times because of weather that will be moving into northern Georgia. 7:30 will be the tee times for the field left in the tournament. Tiger's threesome, and they've bumped it from twosomes to threesomes, will be at 9:20 a.m., coverage on CBS television has been moved up to 9 a.m. So breakfast with the green jacket. You know, if Tiger was tied or in the lead, I might feel better. I think he's going to get aggressive, and that's not the golf course to get aggressive because it's all or nothing. And Molinari doesn't look rattled at all. And I've always said this, that the European players, I believe, don't feel the pressure at Augusta that the American PGA Tour player does. Is there pressure on Tiger? No. No matter what he does, his comeback over the last three majors has been must-see TV. That also is a question that we've asked this last hour. Who is must-see TV in sports that transcends the entire country? Had a listener bring up Zion. I agree with that this year. I think Zion became more must-see basketball TV than any other NBA player this year. For this, I don't know if it's long-term in his career, but for this year, Tiger's still there. You tell me in other sports. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Bill in Michigan, thanks for the wait. And you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing today, Billy?
What's going on?
Last time I talked to you, I was just playing that Rosie O'Donnell song. I told you I'll get my dog to bite you. But anyway, this is what I want to talk about. Tiger Woods, I hope he does win. But isn't it unfair if he doesn't win? Isn't it unfair to the winner that the amount of attention and the amount of coverage and voice oversees the winner? I mean, you give him his props and everything, but the major story becomes whether Tiger win or loses. He has most of the clout.
Well, Billy, thanks for the call in Michigan. It's kind of like Zion when he was knocked out by Michigan State and didn't go to the Final Four. A lot of people were saying, well, hold on. Auburn, Virginia, Texas Tech, Michigan State, no Zion. I have no interest in watching the Final Four outside of fans of those four teams. I think these players understand it. I bet a lot of them resent it. Right? You see the look that they give when they look at that leaderboard and they see Tiger charging. And I'm telling you, if he was hitting his under 10-foot putts, he's leading by 3 or 4 right now. Now, he's drained some bombs. I get that. But some of those short ones, he could be leading, and then it's a different story when you're chasing Tiger rather than Tiger chasing you, because I think Tiger, well, he took some risks today and lucked out and found a way, especially on the par 5. Was that 15? I forget where he found a way to birdie after trying to fly the trees. So we'll see. I can't wait. Yeah, I also can't wait to go to my son's U-12 club soccer game with 40-mile-an-hour winds. Temperature's going to drop to 35 and expecting 3 inches of snow. That's nice. Welcome to April 14th. Let's go to Justin in Northern California. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking the call.
Hey, how you doing, Justin?
I'm the one that called about Zion. I mean, he actually, for college basketball, I haven't watched it in a few years, and it just brought me right back in, started filling out the bracket again, and I mean, it was a disappointment they didn't get to the Final Four or the championship, but I mean, that's kind of Coach K share the ball. I don't understand why he didn't get the ball the last 5 possessions of that game.
Thank you, Justin, in Northern California, and I agree. I think they had too many stars. Coach K didn't really look like he was coaching these guys a lot. I mean, they played some NBA-type basketball because they're going to have, you know, I think 2 of the first top 3 picks, if not the first 2, in Barrett and Zion. Didn't have to do a lot there. And, you know, the one-and-done thing, I don't know if that truly works. You know, it's a lot of work for that coach. It can pay off. But you're watching a team, Virginia. You're watching a team, Texas Tech. A team like Michigan State and even Auburn. And what Bruce Pearl did. It was a great NCAA basketball tournament. And what Virginia did, the miracles at the end of the Purdue, Auburn, and Texas Tech games. Yeah, there's some fate, some destiny after what they went through losing to a 16 seed in Maryland, Baltimore County. Well-deserved, well-done, and they earned it. Coach Bennett and the Cavaliers. Let's go to Kevin in Arizona. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
How's life in Arizona?
Oh, it's warming up a bit, you know, but can't complain.
What's on your mind?
I mean, must-watch TV. LeBron, I mean, I think definitely lost a little buzz this year. Sometime around the All-Star break. I mean, I think we're also used to LeBron winning, you know, or we're knowing what to expect. And I think he definitely lost some intrigue this year around the All-Star break or midway through the season. As we could tell, this year was different. And but that being said, there's nobody we talk about more in sports, I would say. You know, there's nobody talked about more. I mean, around contract time, we were talking a ton about Trout and, you know, and Bryce Harper. But when LeBron started, we started to tell that they probably weren't going to make the playoffs, and all of a sudden we're talking about, can Giannis be the face of the future? Can Westbrook be the face of the NBA? Now, we've talked about these things for a while, but it became the main conversation. And that being said, I think ultimately we're going to see LeBron as must-watch TV, at least for the next first few months or first few weeks of next season, all through the roof. You know, Tiger, when he was winning, we knew what to expect every game. I think hardcore, you know, golf fans were watching every match. I think that there were people, you know, I think change sparks intrigue. And I think when Tiger stopped winning, when Tiger had some negativity in his life, we love to cling to the negativity. Tiger became the most talked about guy in sports again and the most intrigue. We wanted to see him out there. We wanted to see him win. So this turmoil, this parity in the NBA right now, this doubt we have in LeBron, we probably haven't as much doubt in LeBron since the Heat lost that finals, you know, to the Mavericks or whatever it was. There's doubt around LeBron, and he's the most talked about guy in sports, even more than Brady, even more than, you know, Giannis, anybody, I think. And I think LeBron is going to be must-watch TV day one next year. Game one, everybody's going to be watching LeBron. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not a big LeBron fan, but I want to know what's going to happen next year. So I think LeBron is coming back to must-watch, you know, must-watch TV at an all-time level, all-time high, you know, coming soon. So that's my thought process.
And thank you, Kevin, for your huge opinion in Arizona. From Arizona, let's go to Knoxville, Tennessee, and CJ, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
All right. Number one, I think LeBron James is poisoning any basketball team. And number two, do you think that we can get Marcus Smart and Jason Tatum for Anthony Davis?
Yeah, the Davis deal, there's going to – and thank you, CJ, in Knoxville. This offseason isn't really about LeBron and who's – he's not bringing anybody to L.A. And, you know, Lou, everyone's going to see it. What you're trying to do what you did in Cleveland. So are you going to be a Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving-type role player? J.R. Smith? I mean, is that what you're looking for? And you think that's going to work right now when you look at those teams in the Western Conference? Yeah, LeBron will be must-watch TV. And thank you so much for your call, CJ. LeBron will be must-watch TV to start because we're going to see what that team will be like. But I think Steph, Russell Westbrook, I don't know if he's top five. He's top five for conversation, but I don't know if he's top five for must-see TV. And I'm talking during the regular season. Let's go to Robert in Northern California. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Robert.
Hey, I was thinking, thank you for the segue, by the way, because my must-see TV candidate is Steph Curry. And I'm going to tell you why, because Steph Curry not only has done things with a three-point shot that no other NBA player in history has ever done, he did that and also changed how the NBA... You know, what kind of players they bring in. He changed the NCAA player into a player that shoots more threes. He changed the NBA into a league that shoots more threes. And he's doing things with the three-pointer that nobody else has done. Like,
I think we lost you, but I get it. And thanks for listening in Northern California on KMBR. Yeah, Steph Curry is much more on the must-see TV list than LeBron James. I put Westbrook, I put Zion up there before LeBron. Comments coming in at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Brock Springetti, I understand there's a difference between types of sports, but what about Usain Bolt and Phelps? Best two Olympians of all time, sure made everyone watch. Yeah, they did. I don't know if they would now. They're kind of on that retired downside. Even though I did see Bolt... Was that the combine? Did he run like a 4.3 in sweats? I'm talking about right now in sports today, must see TV. I think Ronaldo, but he's with Juventus now, or Messi, if they're on TV. Willie Mancicanian tweets, although I did like to move up Friday and Sunday instead of Saturday and Tuesday. Why not host both men's, women's Final Four in same city? Lacrosse has done it over Memorial Day weekend to some success. Yeah, I bet they can make money by doing it in different cities. I really wish the women, I think the tournament's strong enough to start the Sunday after the Super Bowl and run until the men's conference tournaments happen, and people would do brackets. You'd be able to watch games, and I think they'd have their own spot. And it would be ultra successful. I really do. Kendra Little tweets at Saturday Huge. Thanks for having me on. Come play Band and Dunes with me. All right, Kendra, we'll give it a shot. Peter James tweets at Saturday Huge. Chef Curry is much more interesting and must-watch TV. Melania tweets at Saturday Huge. Coming up Huge tonight, I tuned in on TV just long enough to see the Warriors Durant and the Clip joints. Double technical. What happened, Huge? Clippers are frustrated. Warriors frustrate you. Clippers want to slow it down. Daniel Caputi from Rack City tweets, the Greek Freak much more must-watch than Tiger. Bucks open up the NBA playoffs Sunday night, 7 p.m. at home against the Detroit Pistons. Oh, yeah, Anthony Kano says, Pitbull Beverly doesn't care, ultimate competitor. Clips got to grind it out and slow it down to win games in this series, talking about Durant and Beverly at the end of that game. LJ tweets from the City of Champions, Bill and Jeannie Buss, 6 years in control. They have been the worst in Lakers history. They need to go outside and hire a talented executive to replace Magic and give him the power to pick a coach and GM. Otherwise, they can't begin to turn it around. Well, LJ, I think LeBron will make all the decisions. CBS, now their Masters coverage on the CBS Sports Network was scheduled to begin at 11 a.m. Horowitz, do you have an update? Have they bumped that up? Do you know? Because with the time of the tournament now, they would go to the driving range, which I assume is going to open up at 6 a.m. So if they were doing 11 a.m.,
the driving range will probably be open more earlier than that, because the first groups go out, I think, at 7:30.
Yeah, and they put those portable lights if there's no daylight. So CBS Sports Network is at Augusta for a tradition unlike any other. Now, they'll keep an eye on golf's biggest stars, fine-tuning their game before taking the tee. It's Masters on the range, and I would check CBS Sports Network for their coverage if that time has changed, if they're still doing it. So that's CBS Sports Network. Check for that. Horowitz, Graceffo, to the audience, what a wonderful 4 hours together. I love this Saturday night show. Remember, 24/7, you can stay in touch. Tweet me at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Also follow me or like on Facebook. Search Saturday Night Huge Show. Want to thank Lopresti for those updates. Also McKeon. We almost threw down over an update. Kevin Wall got me set up with all the reads. Love the pros at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Like I said, 24/7. Let me know your huge opinions at Saturday Huge on Twitter.